What other strategies are you excited about or trials that you're involved with in the advanced disease setting, looking at new approaches to treatment?
There are a number of other trials that we're not participating in, but others are doing, which I think have a lot of promise. Recently, I was at a meeting looking at targeted agents in lung cancer, and there are about 50 of these drugs. Many of them cross the same class, whether it's EGFR, VEGF, or mTOR, or TRAIL, even gene therapy as well. Many drugs which are active in small numbers of patients with lung cancer. The challenge is how to figure out who those patients are.
The erlotinib bevacizumab combination in your own hands in this study and outside of the study, what have you seen in terms of tolerability and also response?
Yeah, so it's too early to know. It's about 25 patients, and we've only put two or three on at our site. This is a Hoosier Oncology Group trial, so most of the patients have been put on by others. But it's a tolerable regimen. Erlotinib and bevacizumab don't seem to increase the toxicities of one another. You don't seem to see more rash or diarrhea or bleeding events because you're combining them.